It's expected to be a fiery meeting of federal cabinet later today after damaging leaks were made to the media over the weekend. Those leaks reveal deep divisions within cabinet about how to deal with the political deadlock over offshore processing. The Fairfax Nielsen poll that's out today also shows a slight rise in Labor's primary vote and Julie Gillard's satisfaction rating. Qantas passengers are facing another week of disruptions. The airline will ground five of its planes from today because of a maintenance backlog. And a Qantas flight bound for Sydney has had to return to Bangkok because of mechanical problems. The pilot manually shut down the engines when there was a loud bang heard and excessive shuddering 10 minutes after the plane took off. Israel's preparing to release almost 500 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for one captured Israeli soldier, Gilad Shalit. Now, the names of the released have been published and Israel's President Shimon Peres has begun the process of pardoning them. Another 500 prisoners will be freed after Sergeant Shalit is returned to Israel. He was seized by Palestinian militants in Gaza 5 years ago. Rome is counting the cost of yesterday's violent protests. Hooded protesters torched cars and attacked banks and a church. This was part of protests in 80 countries that began with the Occupy Wall Street demonstrations in New York a month ago.